Welcome back to the Series 7 podcast. Today we are going to share a quiz with you that corresponds with an audio lesson from the full series of audio lessons for the Series 7 Top-Off Study Guide, Audio Lessons for the New Series 7 exam. The full series of audio lessons that correspond to these quizzes is available at series7podcast.com. That's series with the number 7podcast.com. This quiz consists of questions which are answered in Lesson 42 of the Series 7 Top-Off Study Guide, Audio Lessons for the New Series 7 exam. This is a quiz on the Investment Company Act of 1940. Question 1. Which of the following does the Investment Company Act of 1940 regulate? Select all that apply. A. Open-end mutual funds. B. Closed-end mutual funds. C. Unit investment trusts. And D. Face amount certificate companies. And the answer is all of the above. Open-end mutual funds, closed-end mutual funds, unit investment trusts, and face amount certificate companies. Question 2. A hedge fund is regulated by the Investment Company Act of 1940. A. True. B. False. And the answer is B, false. Question 3. Which of the following is an obsolete investment? A, a closed-end mutual fund. B, face amount certificate. C, open-end mutual fund. Or D, unit investment trust. And the answer is B, face amount certificate. Which of the following is not a characteristic of a face amount certificate? A. At the end of the maturity date, its investor would have a lump sum that is greater than the money he or she put in. B. It has a fixed maturity date. C. Its investor should pay a specific amount of money on a quarterly basis. Or D. The money put in is invested in very high quality securities. And the answer is C. Its investor should pay a specific amount of money on a quarterly basis. Question 5. These were used back then as guarantee when there was no mortgage, yet a bank made a loan to an individual, for instance, to buy a house. A. A closed-end mutual fund. B. A face amount certificate. C. A closed-end mutual fund. Or D. A unit investment trust. And the answer is B. A face amount certificate. Question 6. Open-end and closed-end mutual funds are run by blank. A. Face amount certificate companies. B. Hedge fund companies. C. Investment management companies. Or D. Investment trust companies. And the answer is C. Investment management companies. Question 7. A closed-end fund is very similar to a new issue on a stock. A. True. B. False. And the answer is A. True. Question 8. An open-end fund is a mutual fund where you buy an interest in a pool of securities at blank. And the choices are A. Net asset value. B. Net asset value plus interest rate. C. Net asset value plus a sales charge. Or D. A sales charge. And the answer is C, net asset value plus a sales charge. Question 9. The net asset value of an open-end fund is calculated blank. A, every day. B, every 3 business days. C, every week. Or D, every month. And the answer is A, every day. Question 10. The net asset value of an open-end fund is the investor's proportional interest in a basket of securities that are held by the mutual fund. A. True. B. False. And the answer is A. True. Question 11. A unit investment trust has a fixed portfolio for a specific time period. A. True. B. False. And the answer is A. True. Last question. Which of the following is true about variable annuities? A. It is a retirement investment plan. B. B, it is invested in a fixed income investment portfolio. C, it provides a fixed return. Or D, all of the above. And the answer is A, it is a retirement investment plan. Thank you for listening. I hope you did well. If you need to review this topic, please re-listen to the lesson from the full series of audio lessons, which is available at series7podcast.com. And that's series with the number 7podcast.com. All quizzes and content are copyrighted by Franz Amason. All rights are reserved. No duplication may take place without the express written permission of Franz Amason. Best of luck in your studies.